Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this week, we've got the guitarist from Animals as Leaders, Tosin Abbasi and Javier Reyes. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. What's up?
What's going on?
Thanks so much for being on the show. Obviously, a new, brand new record out from Animals as Leaders out in stores now. It's called The Joy of Motion. And let's talk about the record. Creatively, how blurry is the line that separates technical expertise from instinct and feel? And how does using both approaches best suit Animals as Leaders?
I think our intuition is basically what guides us to decide what we decide is good music, right? And I guess why we write technical music is because we've been listening to progressive technical music for so long that it becomes what we naturally create ourselves. So we're not being super cerebral and trying to make the songs like overly complex or anything like that, but we have consumed a steady diet of complex music to the point where it's kind of like our bread and butter. So
Full Metal Jackie, Tosin and Javier from Animals as Leaders on the show with us. Let's play a tune off The Joy of Motion. This is Tooth and Claw. Whitechapel, that was The Saw is the Law off their album Our Endless War that came out this week. King Diamond was before that. It's Full Metal Jackie, Tosin and Javier from the band Animals as Leaders with us on the show tonight talking about the new record, The Joy of Motion. Your music is so intricate. Certainly the sort of music that would be difficult to create just by jamming together. So how does collaboration work in this band, and how important is collaboration to the end result? In this case, The Joy of Motion.
We don't collaborate in the conventional sense, like in the jam room, like you were saying. It's more of either Javier or I will basically start a song idea on the guitar. It'll be maybe 4 loose parts. And for me, what I'll do is I try not to compose the songs fully on the guitar, and we'll get together, whether it's with Misha or, you know, with Diego, he produced some songs, or as a band, we'll record these sort of the skeletal parts into a recording program. We'll start to program drums there just to build a working framework for the song. Then we'll sequence it from there, and it gives us a way of actually being the composer and the listener at the same time. And we just add the layers and stuff like that from there.
It's Full Metal Jackie still to come tonight. New music from Chiodos, The Death Clock, Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Javier and Tosin from the band Animals as Leaders. Celtic Frost and Progeny off the band's final album, Monotheist, a great record. It's Full Metal Jackie, Tosin and Javier from the band Animals as Leaders on the show with us tonight talking about their latest record, The Joy of Motion. And the album works as catchy songs and also is music that reveals elaborate nuances the more anyone listens to it. Who inspired that sense of musical craftsmanship to make music that works on multiple levels?
I think as individuals, we still hold the aesthetic of liking, musical, good music. Irrespective of how well we can play guitar, I think what inspires us musically is something that's impactful. So I know with Javier and myself, we try to temper all of the technical stuff with a heavy dose of something that's highly listenable.
I feel like also we're fans of, conventional music. We like pop music, we like dance music, but at the same time, we're fans of our instrument and of writing things that are, interesting for us to play, but at the same time, combining it with that conventional ear. So, I think that's the basic approach that we have to do.
Full Metal Jackie, Slayer, Children of Bodom, The Death Clock, Brutal Pick of the Week, all coming up this hour. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Dimmu Borgir. We've got Tosin and Javier from the band Animals as Leaders on the show with us this week, and you've both been praised as important players in the current metal scene. How do you process that praise without feeling pressure to live up to any expectation?
At least for me, I think I just try to, continue on the same path, try not to pay too much attention to that, because, like you said, it is pressure. If it builds too much, it could have a negative effect. So I think overall, just trying to, become a better player and try to become a better listener and overall a better writer.
Yeah, I would kind of second that. When I first did the self-titled album, it was more of, no one had necessarily heard of me, and I had a year's worth of writing that I really wanted to get out to people. And it wasn't spurred on by any sort of idea of competition, but more me being inspired by the greatest guitarist I had ever heard. And then being thrown around in the same sentences as some of these greatest guitarists I'd ever heard, it started to change the dynamic to where I felt like I had to maintain a level of like technical prowess or, you know, maybe exceed what I did before. And that definitely started to become a negative influence. So I think on this album, I made a conscious effort not to like compete with myself or anyone else and just do something that was musical.
Full Metal Jacket, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, happening right after this. Full Metal Jacket, that was Demon Hunter with Artificial Light. Tosin and Javier with us on the show from the band Animals as Leaders. Their album, The Joy of Motion, is out now. And guys, what can we expect in terms of touring for the rest of 2014?
We're currently working on booking a secondary market tour. So probably starting May 17th, we'll start a tour on the East Coast. And we're also playing Skate and Surf Festival in Jersey in late May and Bonnaroo.
Awesome.
I think the Friday of Bonnaroo, we're playing that. So pretty stoked about that.
Very cool. And you guys are really good about doing everything on social media. So follow the band and see what's to come. And I appreciate you guys being on the show. And good luck with this new record.
Thank you.
Full Metal Jacket, we've got more metal on the way.